Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Dalia Mawad. She's Executive Director and Disease Area Lead for Neurological Rare Diseases at Genentech. She's joining us here on the program to talk about the three things that her team learned during this pandemic from the launching of Evrysdi. It's the first at-home oral medicine for adults and children 2 months of age and older with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Dr. Mawad.
Thank you, Neil. And I'm very happy to be here with you and with your audience. The most important thing we learned in this pandemic is flexibility. So flexibility and the ability to adapt to the needs of our communities and our patient communities, caregiver communities, and our healthcare professional communities. We brought Evrysdi to the SMA community in 2020. That was the first approval by the FDA in the United States. It was approved for patients in the European Union earlier this year in 2021. And I would say that for this launch, we focused primarily on overcoming the obstacles that patients and healthcare professionals were facing. We had teams in place to get Evrysdi to patients as soon as they received the prescription. And this is a drug that was shipped directly to a patient's home, and patients are administered the drug by mouth at home. We adapted our support services to meet the needs of patients during the pandemic. So one example was we extended our operating hours for medical communication and information line to be around the clock 7 days a week to meet the needs of patients and healthcare professionals who had questions about Evrysdi. And we also tried to simplify as much as possible the enrollment process into our support services that we were offering our patients through adding communication platforms, including, you know, chat and email and text functions. And most importantly, with our first launch of Evrysdi, we adapted to a virtual environment. And there's obviously a need to be able to educate around the appropriate and safe use of a drug when it first comes to a patient community. And we leveraged opportunities such as national webinars, Facebook Live events, collaborating with some of the patient advocacy groups like Cure SMA and other key community groups. I think the most impactful thing that we did here was that we really ensured that we have very good services for making Evrysdi available for direct delivery to patients' homes in a very seamless way and with consideration for contactless delivery because of the COVID-19 potential risks.
For our listeners who may not be as familiar with SMA, what is SMA, and is it a rare condition?
So SMA, or spinal muscular atrophy, it is a severe inherited progressive neuromuscular disease that is caused by homozygous deletion of the SMN1 gene. And it results in deficiency in SMN protein, or survival of motor neuron protein, which is a protein that is essential for normal motor function. So in the absence of sufficient levels of functional SMN protein, you get progressive loss of nerve function and progressive loss of muscle function and muscle atrophy. And patients basically lose motor function and their ability to perform activities of daily life. In its most severe form, SMA could progressively lead to loss of the, in infants, not only loss of the ability to achieve motor milestones, but also you would see this progressive loss of the ability to even eat and swallow, and eventually the ability to breathe independently. So it is the most common genetic cause of infant mortality, and one of the most common rare diseases affecting approximately 1 in 10,000 babies. In its milder form, over time, the older patients, you will see that they will have progressive muscle weakness, and it affects the person's ability to perform all activities of daily life. So very simple activities such as the ability to walk, sit, stand, you know, just to take care of their of themselves, to go to the bathroom, getting dressed, brushing their teeth. And so it is a severely debilitating disease.
Other than the way that you adjusted in order to deliver Evrysdi, what's unique about Evrysdi, even though there are other treatments for SMA?
So The SMA community over the last decade has certainly seen various innovative therapies brought forward as options for treating patients living with SMA. But before we launched Evrysdi, we were aware that almost 60% of patients diagnosed with SMA remained untreated. And so bringing that therapy that has a robust clinical efficacy and safety profile, such as Evrysdi, and with the profound effect it has on normalizing to some extent or increasing the level of SMN protein in the body, it also has the added benefit of the at-home administration. And as you can imagine, in the year of the pandemic, the lockdowns and restrictions have had a significant impact on the SMA patient community. It's very important to continue receiving treatment for SMA and not interrupt therapies that are essential for motor function. And so being able to provide that as a treatment option with a very good clinical and efficacy and safety profile, and on top of that, being able to administer that with the convenience of patients getting it at home and having it delivered directly to their homes, that was very valuable, especially in a year like the year of the pandemic.
How did Genentech approach the clinical trial program toward FDA approval for children 2 months of age?
And older.
And older, yes, and older.
So our teams were very focused on the needs of the SMA patient community, and it is a great example of close partnership between the team that is developing a drug for as a potential therapeutic option for a patient community and the community itself. So our team sought input in the development process from SMA patients, caregivers, and advocacy groups such as the SMA Foundation and Cure SMA. And we realized exactly where the need was, and it was in developing a program that covers the broad range of ages and various clinical presentations that you would see in people living with SMA in the real world. And so we designed a very robust program that covered all different types of SMA patients. So types 1 to 3, age ranges was from birth to 60 years of age. Perhaps patients also... what was special here is some of these patients had clinical features that you would see in the real world, such as scoliosis or contractures, which are conditions that might preclude them from other therapies. And we also included patients who had been exposed to other therapies or disease-modifying therapies for SMA. And so it's a robust program that really covered the spectrum of what you would expect to see in the SMA patient population in the real world.
Doctor, is there a website where our listeners can go and get more information about Evrysdi and also about SMA in general?
So you can certainly find more information on gene.com.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Mawad. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm hoping that we'll speak again.
Thank you very much for your time.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Dalia Mawad, Executive Director and Disease Area Lead for Neurological Rare Diseases at Genentech. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.